4 years ago, Barbara Wibbenmeyer learned she had cancer. She's had 5 rounds of chemotherapy. Some of that medication, Wibbenmeyer has discovered, was diluted. NPR's special correspondent Susan Stamberg continues her series, Playing by the Rules, with the story of a woman who is the victim of cheating.
Barbara Wibbenmeyer went for treatment to a clinic near her home in Lee's Summit, Missouri, a suburb of Kansas City. The clinic got its medications from pharmacist Robert Courtney. Last February, Courtney pleaded guilty to charges that he'd mislabeled doses and mixed weak concentrations of cancer-fighting drugs. A drug company salesman had noticed the pharmacist was distributing more medication than he was ordering, thereby making a sizable profit. Courtney is in jail now, awaiting sentence. Hundreds of cancer patients may have been affected. One of them, 47-year-old Barbara Wibbenmeyer, who has ovarian cancer, learned what the pharmacist had done from TV.
It hit the 5 o'clock news, and people started calling me and telling me that this was happening, and wasn't I doing chemotherapy at that time? And the next day was when the FBI actually contacted me. It was the day after he was arrested.
Mm-hmm. So you, meantime, got in touch with the clinic, huh, and said, am I one of them?
And there was no way they could know. He did turn over a list of 34 names when he was arrested in August. Mm-hmm. And we all suspected that because I was on the drug he had tampered with, in that time span, there was a big possibility that, yes, I was involved, but I didn't get clarification on that until just this past January.
I see. What was your reaction?
That's strange. It was sort of anticlimactic. I'm still fighting cancer, so whether I was on his list or not didn't really do anything more than validate that he had messed with the drugs that I was taking.
Yeah, but didn't you?
I was already angry at him.
What did you say to yourself about that anger? How did the anger come out? Did you feel, how dare someone do this?
I was angrier when this first happened, and I wasn't just angry for myself, Susan. I was angry for every individual out there that has ever had to put their faith into one or two other individuals. And all along, since 1998, I had said that there was only three individuals that I needed to trust: my God Almighty, my doctor, and myself. I never thought I was going to have to trust a pharmacist.
Sure. I understand that the FBI labeled this case diluted trust. That tells you something.
Yeah, and that's pretty much the way it is. You really have to regain that trust. I'm uneasy in any doctor's office any longer at all. I'm uneasy when I walk into my pharmacist. Maybe he's giving me a generic drug versus the prescription that was originally written, and the pills look a little different, and I automatically start questioning. Mm-hmm. And it's things that I've taken for granted that I never really looked at before.
Yeah, so it undermines that whole underpinning, really, of yours, a way you have gone through your days.
I scrutinize a lot of things. I really get into the what ifs. What if I had not changed insurance companies to work with a different pharmacy?
Or what if you'd been somewhere else and gotten a different round of treatment which it hadn't been diluted?
Very much so. And if I had have gotten the correct treatment, would I be in a better place than what I am now?
You said you were very angry rather early on, but you don't sound it. And I wonder if that's been a wrestle for you, that you're just trying to, that you could get a whole lot angrier if you felt that was a useful way to spend your time.
Kind of come to grips with the fact that I can forgive Robert Courtney. I don't have to exonerate him. And if I can't forgive him, then I can't continue to fight the cancer. Doesn't mean I have to condone what he did by any means. But I can't continue to be angry. And I'm watching the anger consume individuals around me because of this. Mm-hmm. And I look at people's faces whenever we come out of courtrooms, and I think, please, dear God, help these people. They can't continue to hate this way. It'll consume you.
Our theme here is playing by the rules. Another way to put it is cheating. What's happened to your own thinking about what cheating means as a result of this experience?
Oh, that's difficult. I've worked long and hard. I grew up with a work ethic. And to see Robert Courtney be able to just, I mean, he's already got this fabulous degree. He's already making something for himself. And then he cheats to get ahead even further.
Mm-hmm. But especially when it becomes a literally life and death situation. That's the thing.
How dare he play God with our lives? How dare he pick and choose who would get the proper amount of drug?
Yeah.
Was he looking at our prognosis and saying, well, they're going to die anyway? How did he make that decision? We probably never will know.
Yeah. How are you?
Physically?
Mm-hmm.
I'm still doing chemotherapy. I'm on a regimen right now of a drug called Doxil. I'm not losing my hair this time. Doxil is not one of the drugs that causes hair loss.
Mm-hmm.
It does, however, cause massive burns from the inside out. So as you do the drug, they put your hands and your feet on ice, literally. Then you sit back and look like a lobster for several days.
Mm.
No hot showers, no hot food. So I used a lot of deodorant for a couple of days afterwards.
Yeah. But, I mean, here you are back in a situation in which you're having this medication. Does it always cross your mind, what if this isn't 100%?
It does. It does. And I'm having to go back into my spirituality and trust.
What is your prognosis?
I have approximately 8 to 9 months left that I can do with the Doxil. At that point, we're not certain, Susan. We really don't know. I know I'm not dying tomorrow. I know I didn't die yesterday, and I don't think I'm dying today.
Thank you very, very much for talking with us.
Thank you, Susan.
Barbara Wibbenmeyer lives in Lee's Summit, Missouri. She's divorced. Her two sons are in their 20s. Her spirit is large. I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News, Washington.